Klingon word from the word.
Is Vad the Le Gropu is Ok Dak the Terra Chak Ok the Excellent Ones Dak is Rak Hot Swidjdiv. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. In an episode of The Simpsons, the comic book guy, who is the ultimate sci-fi fan, is thrown out of a bar. Lying in the gutter, he asks sadly, "Is there a Klingon word for loneliness?" Pulls out dictionary. "Ah, Gardach." Now, if I were also a sci-fi geek, I might point out that there's no real Klingon word for loneliness. The closest equivalent would be the phrase Jimoku, which means "I'm so alone." Comic book guy's attempt of Gardach is gibberish. I would also, if I were such a geek, note that Vulcan does have a word Sha'awek for alone, being apart from others, solitary, being without anyone or anything else. As does Romulan, or Rihansu, some call it, which is Heru for lonely. Now here in the third verse of Psalm 16, David turns from his source of all the good in his life, God, to his companions, Dak the Terra, in the earth. Calling them saints, Kadashim in Hebrew, they are the holy or set-apart ones. The known Klingon dictionary is lacking. We don't have words for holy or saints. Digging in a bit, we see the Hebrew word used here, kadosh, appears over 100 times in the Bible and is based on the word kadash, which appears over 150 times. The idea of holiness is not someone or something that is pure or prim, but to be special and set apart. It follows, I think, that the Greek word for the assembly of believers is ecclesia, the called out ones. They are set apart, not by some special merit, but by being called out by God. To supply Klingon words for the Klingon language version lexicon, I've used le to be special, exceptional, for holy, and then translated saints as le hotpu, exceptional people. One writer notes that David acknowledges the worth and delights in the faith of the saints, the people set apart for God's possession. This time of year, my commute to work consists of a walk of about a mile, something less than 2 kilometers, to the bus that takes me to my office. It can be a daunting slog through snowstorms, but most day, it's a pleasant hike, and not necessarily a solitary one. Though I walk alone, I walk in good company. Thanks to a variety of podcasts, I trek through the neighborhood accompanied by believers from California, the Netherlands, Illinois, Florida, and well, I'm not really even sure where they all come from, but in my walk, I'm able to enjoy their company as I hear scripture readings and reflections on the Word and life. Es vad the hokpu iz ok dak the terra. Chak ok the excellent ones, dak iv rachodj wij tiv. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. What we need to recognize here is this. Whether we have technology like podcasts or not, as believers, we don't walk alone. We are part of a good company that spreads across the world and the ages. We sometimes get so focused on our world of today that we lose sight of all the faithful, what the letters to the Hebrews calls a great cloud of witnesses who accompany us in our life of faith. I especially encourage you to take advantage of resources like the Christian Classics Ethereal Library, ccel.org. It's a library of classic Christian books in electronic form. It's free. And as well as newadvent.org with its archive of the writings of the Church Fathers and more. Whether or not Klingon English, Vulcan, or Romulan has a word for loneliness. It's good to realize that no believer needs to be alone in his or her daily walk. Our company is one of fellowship in congregation and with the historic witness of believers from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to Polycarp and Augustine to C.S. Lewis. It's a grand company. Come along as we trek together.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version and links to past shows, please visit KlingonWord.org. There you'll also find links to the great shows available at the Godcast Network and Catholic Tuner. For daily scripture readings, please check out the links to The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. Thanks for listening.